It's too humid, I have a sunglasses tan, and I'm overloaded with fresh garden produce. I realize I'll be eating my words come January, but hey, this is my current reality. And with the state of my air conditioner, I'm putting the hot in Hot Off the Press. Hello, everyone. It's Matthew DeMello, your host of The Fiona Show, Hot Off the Press. Cross-border solutions weekly, transfer pricing in the news podcast. What do the new administrative penalties look like in Iceland? Which country is focusing on pre-audit analysis, and how is Germany aligning with the OECD in its new administrative principles? We've got these stories for you hot off the press, but first, a message from my friends and yours at Cross Border Solutions. Hi, I'm Matthew DeMello, and you may know me as the host of The Fiona Show, Cross Border Solutions weekly transfer pricing podcast. And while I love to discuss transfer pricing, this podcast isn't the only place you can hear me doing it. Cross Border Solutions recently relaunched Transfer Pricing University, a live webinar series where you can learn about modern day transfer pricing, everything from methodologies to comparables to preparing documentation to meet country specific regulations. Good stuff, I know. Chief Economist Mimi Song leads the sessions. I just ask the occasional obvious question. Since our program is NASBA certified, you can earn one CPE credit for joining each session. Pretty sweet. So what are you waiting for? Join us for Transfer Pricing University Weekly. Classes are free, so now you really have no reason to miss it. Sign up at xbs.ai/TPU. Don't get iced by Iceland. The Director of Internal Revenue has enforced administrative penalties on legal entities that don't comply with transfer pricing documentation requirements. The new rules apply to companies, including permanent establishments that meet the income or asset threshold, which is 1 billion Iceland krona or nearly 8 million US dollars. As for the penalties, they look a little something like this. A company will be charged 3 million krona or nearly $24,000 for each financial year that does not have sufficient documentation, 3 million krona for failure to submit requested documentation to the tax authority within 45 days, and 1.5 million krona or nearly $12,000 if the requested documentation submission is considered unsatisfactory and isn't corrected within 45 days. The penalties can be imposed for up to 6 income years following the initial year of penalization, with a maximum penalty amount of 6 million krona or $47,500. The takeaway, Iceland's intense approach to transfer pricing isn't thawing anytime soon. Russia isn't Russian into transfer pricing audits. It's concentrating on pre-audit analysis. So what is a pre-audit analysis? Glad you asked. The Federal Tax Service examines controlled transactions and allows companies to change their tax positions without going through a full transfer pricing audit. Here's how it's done. The tax authority pinpoints high-risk companies and then launches into a deeper investigative dive. We're talking information requests, employee interviews, and discussions with the taxpayer to learn about intragroup operations and circumstances. Based on its findings, the authority can recommend a tax base adjustment, which the taxpayer can implement or nix. If the pre-audit comes to a close without an agreement, then a full-blown audit erupts. While Russia has had transfer pricing legislation in place for nearly a decade, it's leaning on pre-audit analysis to identify and resolve issues before they become a bigger problem. Germany is shifting gears and fast. The country's tax administration has now issued new transfer pricing administrative principles effective immediately. Yep, you heard that correctly. Immediately. The principles are based on the OECD's Transfer Pricing Guidelines 2017 in an effort to sync its arm's length principle with the rest of the post-BEPS world. As for what the principles entail, they spell out everything from acceptable transfer pricing methods and the use of DEMPA to analyzing intangibles and illustrating losses. Just like Germany didn't waste any time enacting the rules, taxpayers shouldn't waste any time reviewing them. The new changes could impact existing policies and documentation. And just like that, you're all caught up on the latest in transfer pricing. Feels pretty great, doesn't it? Keep it up. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll be sure to keep you up to date on transfer pricing news in minutes. While you're at it, check out our Anchor podcast. That's The Fiona Show Transfer Pricing. This podcast was hosted, edited, and engineered by yours truly, Matthew DeMello. Associate producer Christy Clements wrote this script. Summer 2021 has been nothing short of delightful, and we've still got a month to go. As for the transfer pricing headlines, they never take a break. Not even a summer holiday. You know where to find them. We'll catch everyone next week.